Oh, to press the fucking record button.
Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth.
Get fucked.
Scott, how you feeling after the movie?
Oh, horrible. Bloody horrible.
What's wrong, Scott?
We just lost all that comedy gold.
Yeah, comedy gold gone up the wazoo.
Gone up the wazoo. We were Chaz Mostert and Chad Bennington from Linkin
Park.
Chad
McMuffin, please.
And we were doing an entertainment session.
We're talking about Kim Kardashian's prolapsed arsehole.
Yeah, how she removed the implants from her arsehole. And then we talked about Joker 2 being a musical, which is fucking stupid.
Can we talk political? Let's get political.
It's our political segment.
Biden, he fell off a bike.
Right.
What? By the time this comes out, they'll be like a month old. What? I am sick of your bullshit.
Shit.
Flood's time. We're in a flood. It's crises again.
We are floating right now. We are literally going down the River Thames in Australia.
Hey, baby G, pray for us.
This is the third time we've been flooded this year.
It's so cool. It's so, so not cool.
Tell us about the floods. What happens in a flood, Scott? Because you are our geographical man on the scene.
Well, there's lots of water.
And that's all we have time for Scott's flood. Flood section. No, tell us. Come on, mate.
It's horrible.
Enough of this hijinks.
No, it's so shit, though, because this is the third time this has flooded. And they haven't been mini floods either. They've been bad floods three times in a row in this year, which is ridiculous.
1 year.
That means people have lost their homes three times over.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's literally the driest season of the year right now in the middle of winter. It's supposed to be
Aussie Australia.
Yeah. Like you get some showers, but it's supposed to be arid and really bitey cold. But it's like pouring down and people have just rebuilt homes and repainted shit. And now it's gone again.
Mm.
It's ridiculous. Where we live, there's like a lower flats area. And basically that place has just gone
three times this year. We're an island.
We're an island right now.
Basically, yeah. My workplace is under. Rest in peace.
Rest in
peace. The golf course.
Yeah.
But there was a Chad when we were walking. And he was like, had no umbrella, was walking his dog. This man was drenched. Okay, so first Chad move, goes out in the pouring rain to walk his dog with no umbrella. Second Chad move, comes up to us and goes, oh, boys, it's a bit wet, ain't it?
Yeah.
And walks off with us having umbrellas. We just look like little bitches.
And he was just out in the elements, not even giving a shit.
Observes the wet, doesn't even give a shit.
He's like, you know what? It has rained a lot this year. I'm not going to stop this from ruining my walk.
And speaking of not giving a shit, we watched Turner and Hooch.
That's
and Hooch
right.
doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't. Segway.
I'm getting better.
That's really good.
Thank you.
You're once again on fire, baby.
Stop it.
You know, I thought Hooch was cool.
Man, dog.
For a bit.
Neat freak, boy.
Crazy movie.
Would you say that? Well, let's...
Not a crazy movie. No, honestly, no. It's not a crazy movie. It's just a movie.
It's just a movie.
It's just a movie, isn't it?
Synopsis. Scott Turner has 3 days left in the local police department before he moves to a bigger city to get some real cases.
Yeah.
Not just misdemeanors. But when someone's killed, he must team up with the dog and save the day.
Sounds cute.
Yeah, all right.
It's not that cute.
I have a statement to start off.
Yeah.
And then I want you to hit me with a point.
I like that.
Okay, my statement. Overall, this movie isn't that bad. However, as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Bearable. When I say not that bad, just in that average point. However, some scenes were so hard to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It ruined the whole thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like this could have been like a 7 out of 10.
Wow.
It could have been.
Yeah, 7 or 6 in that ballpark.
But it wasn't. And we'll get to the scores at the end of the podcast as per tradition.
Wow, a bit of a tease there from Scott.
I know. Like you strap in everyone. But yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree with you. It was lacking in those particular scenes. Actually, it was irking.
It was irking.
It was irking.
I feel like some shit like Megan is Missing is easier to watch. Two Girls, One Cup, easier to watch.
Way easier to watch than this movie.
Well, parts of this movie, please. Parts.
We are specifically talking about parts where a particular house gets entirely destroyed from the inside out.
Yes. Well, hit me with your first point.
Just building on the overall plot, I think agreeing with that point, it wasn't too bad. It was just cliche with typical love interest bits and fun. Very predictable at times, but it was fun most of all. Like, it wasn't too bad.
Cliche done fun, I'd say.
Yeah. I would agree. But yeah, for the plot, for the most part, was okay. There was just certain moments where Hooch was just being a dumb fucking dog.
Okay.
It's dumbass.
I'm going to reel you in there, big boy, for a minute. Before we get some dog chat.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the old lady at the start. Right at the start.
Scott!
Scott! Then the awkward pause, and then
Scott! Here's some muffins.
Oscar goes to that beautiful woman who looked like she just rolled out of her, like, coffin just to be on there. They've called out to her. Woman, please, get out of the deathbed. It's time. It's time for your breakthrough role.
You know what she reminded me of is the old lady from the SpongeBob movie, the original one, that they find it in, like, the depths area. You haven't seen this movie in a long time, but Patrick and SpongeBob find this old lady, and it's actually the tongue of a giant monster. Like, it disguised as an old lady.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
trying to sell them ice cream or some shit.
But those muffins did look good.
Those muffins did look good. I felt like she was going to be like a tentacle come out of the ground, like, ah!
Never saw her again.
Yeah.
She was a one-scene wonder.
That's what I was hoping for.
Did she make us wonder with that, like, two-second pause between each bit of dialogue?
One of the best characters in the movie.
That was like the pacing got thrown out of the window, and then they're like, shit, we got to get this movie on the roll.
That was good. I liked that scene, though, because it was weird, it just caught us off guard.
Yes.
There was a couple of moments in this where, especially with Tom Hanks, which we'll dive into, but there was elements where it was like, oh man, that feels a little bit disjointed of how a cliche story like this would normally go.
Yes.
Just, it was character moments. That is what made the highlights of the movie rather than the overall plot, mm-hmm. I would say. The character moments of weirdness.
Yeah.
Like this old lady.
All right. And then there was also some awesome classic, like, 80s kind of piano throughout a lot of it. And the
80s piano. But that does bring me to a point where most of the music was jack shit horrible.
Oh, of course. It was Start was okay.
Start was okay. And there was a guitar line in it, which was quite sick. But here's the thing. This movie is treading into the 90s, right? It's 1989.
Yeah.
You're getting the sitcom heavy era. That saxophone, there is good 80s saxophone, and then there is sitcom saxophone. The sitcom sax was in it.
Yeah, sitcom sax.
It's not a good sound. It's like...
Say that six times.
Sitcom sax. No,
it's a joke.
Oh.
You idiots.
Oh, you got me.
Go.
You got me by the leg. You bloody pulled it, mate.
Come on, mate.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's... The music as well. It went up and down.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
I really did like, though, that start montage scene. I feel like there's nothing
wrong.
Remind
me on it again because my mind's gone a little
montage scene of him. Okay, so there's mustard squirted in his fridge.
Oh, no, that was great.
He's cleaning, he's pressing his pants. He's doing a weird stretch before going into bed.
It's actually a genius scene because it establishes the OCD of his character and how much it's embedded into him.
I think he's not that bad. The only bad thing he does is he's stacking up his, like, vitamins so that they're, like, in descending order. Okay, that's a bit over the top, mate.
That's OCD, but he's more of a clean freak.
Yeah.
He's not really, like, everything has to be equal.
Straight.
Everything has to be clean.
Yeah.
It's a bit different.
I just don't see a problem with this guy. See, the whole point of this movie is it starts off with that is the bad character part and he needs to evolve into being a more relaxed person.
Yeah, because he's like super compulsive at start.
But the way that he just turns into a completely different person by the end, he's just drinking out of fucking orange juice from the carton.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're doing that at home.
Biting Hooch's neck and That was weird.
He took a turn. Like, he went from one side of the clean spectrum and went on to the other side, which is the dirtiest side of the dirty spectrum.
Yeah,
the cleanliness spectrum.
He's not that bad of a guy. And when what's his sidekick name?
Bloody, I've forgotten his name.
And he kept going.
I'll give him a Google.
He kept going, oh, you got to be are you relaxed with the capital R, if you know what I mean?
He had those one-liners all through the movie. They were so bad.
He just had the weirdest one-liner. Relaxed with the capital R.
But that's the thing, though. Those one-liners were so bad, they were good.
Yeah. I'd be pissed if he ate in my car as well.
David. His name is David.
David, okay. Big Dave.
Big Dave.
Big Dave. Well, Dave-O was a good character.
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
Okay, it's a bit too far to carry a vacuum cleaner with you in your car.
Yeah,
that's a bit weird.
That's ridiculous. But I think his cleanliness wasn't always a thing. Like, I was expecting it to be more intense the whole way through the movie.
Yeah, I thought they were going to ram it up. It's just normal.
It was just at the start, and then they play it on as a big deal, as the establishing thing, but then midway through, when he starts to change, like, that mindset isn't changing.
I have a question.
I mean, like, is fully changed. Sorry. Yeah, I got my words mixed up there.
I have a question for you.
Hit me, man.
Do you think he was more crazy when his character evolved compared to the start?
Absolutely agree.
Yes.
Specifically, I want to jump to my favorite scene of the movie.
Yeah.
Which was the stakeout scene in the car.
Oh,
that was mental. He was just sitting in the car talking to Hooch the dog, and he was losing his mind because he was hungry and tired. Eating
The dog biscuits, that's right.
Eating dog biscuits.
Tastes like health food.
And then I don't know, it was screaming in the car talking about some lady or something like that. And dribbling, he was bagging out Hooch for the dribbles.
You know what makes that scene 1,000 times better?
What?
It's usually in movies, a stakeout, like, ends up with a result.
Yeah.
But it was a night of stakeout, and they just didn't achieve anything.
Yeah.
Then the next day, he just walked in anyway.
Yeah.
So the stakeout was for nothing. All you saw was a truck reverse, and then him just eating fucking dog biscuits and talking to his dog. I gotta get out of here. What was
her
name?
Shaking his head around.
I think her name was Emily, was it not?
Wait. What's her name?
Yeah, Emily.
Emily.
I gotta get out of here, Emily.
Dr. Emily Carson.
Oh shit.
Ah, now I got the full names over here.
When he just runs out from Emily's place, I gotta go on a stakeout. Yeah. And then it's just no. There's nothing to that stakeout.
But you know how I told you to pause the movie in that scene, and I said I got to write down a quote?
Oh, yeah.
This was the quote. This is what you can do if you've got thumbs.
What?
I just thought that was the most absurd thing. Like,
this is what you can do.
He's just bagging out Hooch for not having thumbs. I just found that so funny. I was like, that's a Hanks moment.
Oh, and he shook his head as well. That's right.
Yeah, with the dribble. He's like, oh, that must have felt pretty good. And then he starts fully shaking his head, like neck snapping energy right there.
Let's talk about Hooch for a second, because
we're going down the hooch hole.
Oh man, we're diving right in that hooch.
That hoochie coochie.
First off, terrible looking dog.
Yeah, poor boy.
Second off, when it's in slow motion, how jiggly is that face when the eyes get lapped over by skin? Did you notice that?
Yeah, it's that dog breed. I've got it.
You've
got the dog breed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to reveal it now?
I think maybe just give us a reveal, because we can kind of talk about if
we can bounce off as a 1-2.
Is this dog breed illegal in America? Or it's definitely illegal in Australia.
Is a Doge a Bordeaux?
Doge?
The most ancient of French breeds.
Really?
Or one of the most.
Doge a Bordeaux.
Oh, D-O-G-U-E.
He's a very tough-looking dog.
Doge de Bordeaux.
I think he's just
I don't know if it's Doge or if it's Doge.
Dog.
Maybe it's just dog.
Bordeaux, it's a mastiff. Basically, it's a French mastiff.
Maybe it's a dog, and I just want to read it as a meme. Doge de Bordeaux. It's probably just dog.
The French are going to come after you, bro. They're going to be like, you're butchering our language,
Emmanuel
motherfucker.
Emmanuel Macron's going to spank me with his baguette.
He's going to come get you with some froggers.
Ah, shit.
Yeah. No, but it is just a French mastiff, if we want to get real.
And isn't it crazy that Emmanuel Macron got voted back in? I mean, everyone didn't expect it. They thought that right-wing blonde lady was going to get in.
Yeah.
Everyone was worried. But no, Emmanuel Macron got in, but the people aren't trusting him. These next 4 years are going to be interesting with France.
It's suddenly become a French politics book. Oh, I just choked.
$94?
I ran out of breath.
Hooch's face. Did you see
his
face? Eyes?
It was just, yeah, that was painful to look at, honestly, in slow motion. I feel sorry for dog breeds like that have to go through the saggy skin treatment all their life, because they're literally getting shit caught in all those flaps.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being a French Mastiff just going at, you know, some sloppy ham, some mushed up sloppy ham, and then you got it there sitting there for a week and not even noticing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good, man.
Every time Hooch wasn't slobbery, which is very rare.
Yeah,
it was okay.
It was very. He looked nice when he was all cleaned up,
and he was snuggling on Tom Hanks's like thigh. That was nice.
Oh, that was wholesome. Yeah,
it's very rare. Let's get into the house scene. We can't tiptoe around this.
It's burning inside us right now.
Yeah, let's go straight through that.
Look. You know, you kind of think at the start, oh, he's a dog, he's a bit crazy, but he can just be tamed.
I expected some bad things to happen. Yeah, but I didn't think that it was going to be worse than filthy Frank's vomit cake.
Yeah.
This made me feel sick watching this poor man's door get smashed and the ingredients thrown. I was done at the door. I know you were done at the records.
Oh, yeah. As soon as the speakers came along and he was getting into that, chewing some records as well, I was like, you know what? I'd be sending this dog to the pound straight up. Now, like, as cruel as that sounds, I'd be like,
but
nah.
But that's too far.
That's mental. That's fucking mental.
They had the option to shoot it when that lady said, just shoot the dog. And yeah. I'm like, look, I'm sorry, Peter, but let's get rid of it. Well, put it on a farm.
He needs space. He's a big boy. He can't be in an apartment or like a tiny property.
Yeah, put him on a farm.
And Turner wasn't going to walk him as well.
No, he wasn't.
Not until the end.
Not until he was outside his car and he could walk him on those.
That was brutal, man.
That was kind of funny, but
yeah.
Oh, that scene and all the slobber when he puts his foot in his shoe and the slobber.
Oh, man.
And
I felt his pain. I guess the movie did its job in that department.
Oh, very effective.
Uncomfortable, yeah.
But it doesn't make sense that his character accepted that. A man who was so regimented and then goes, oh, okay, my house has been trashed. I'm going to keep this dog.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, find this lady who's sort of relaxed. You know,
and it wasn't a very long time to get adjusted to this as well. It was only a couple of days.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he's been like this his whole life, apparently, because he's said he's had relationship troubles before to Emily, right?
Never had a dog as well.
Yeah.
He said that.
He's like, because of his compulsive nature, hasn't like lasted in relationships.
No.
But then suddenly, I guess like that's the thing as well. When you do have a pet, it does change you.
It's good to be relaxed, and I understand the motive, but it's just like some of the things he was doing.
It switches way too quickly. Yeah, logically speaking, it's not realistic. I was just going to say, remember when we got Ellie and, you know, we weren't like the biggest dog people, but then suddenly we got pretty relaxed as well. But that took a long time, and I know everyone's different, but I would imagine someone that Tom Hanks is playing here, like Scott Turner, would be like that.
Yeah.
It would take a long time, realistically, for him to adjust.
This movie promotes that it's like, if you have any sort of cleanliness, you will be bitchless for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Drink out of the carton. Rip your lounge apart and just have sex on the floor. Pour milk over yourself.
Yeah, but
bite your girlfriend's neck.
That's exactly what they're saying. They're basically saying, shit on the floor and you will have a girlfriend.
He bit her neck. The dog's neck. He just suddenly changed. He just...
Yeah, calling back to the first scene when Hooch comes and lays his whole jaw on his neck. I was like, bro, if that was me right there, I'd just be like, I'm dead. I'm fucking dead.
Don't worry, it didn't pierce your skin. Fuck
it,
hell,
it means he loves you.
That's an old dirty boy that Amos, he deserved to die. And so did Hooch. That was a good... I was happy that they did that.
That they ended Hooch's life.
Look, that sounds awful of me.
But he made the sacrifice for Turner. It actually almost redeemed him.
So, yeah, there was redeeming moments of Hooch.
Yeah.
But my God, Hooch, you were gross and you made me just feel so angry. I was like, go on a farm.
You silly boy, go to the country.
Could have all been avoided as well. You could have just been like, I'm going to take him to a new home.
Yeah.
Out in the wilderness. It didn't look like they were in the city anyway. You could find a property not too far away.
Yeah, yeah.
Small town. I'm sure someone lives on the outskirt with a couple of acres. Just chuck them there.
Yeah, they're pretty close, surely. I really liked... All right, so a bit of a jump to another topic here. I really like Tom Hanks's acting overall in this movie. I think he was like a really big highlight.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting much from an early movie, but this goes to show how versatile he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is a really, as we said, you know, kind of crazy character. And all the screaming is very comedic, and then he stops and just, like, talks really sarcastically and then starts screaming again.
First time you met Emily, he just screamed at her as he's climbing through the dog flap.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was great.
There were some, like, really cool slapstick moments, especially like that. And, his interactions with Emily in the kitchen before he was leaving to go on a job with the stakeout.
That was good.
That was... I thought that was quite funny. Like, that made me laugh.
Yeah, there was a few moments. He was good. Him... Any time he was with Davo.
Yeah, there was some good banter there. Like, very sarcastic-y sort of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was good. He was fun. He was an interesting guy. I did like Stealth Hooch as well.
Stealth Hooch. That was pretty cute.
When he went from... He turned into Ghost from Modern Warfare 2. And just tried to be stealth and then got himself shot. That was sad. I was kind of sad that he died like that. Maybe it'd be better if he did just get sent to the farm.
Yeah, it would be better if he had like a... You know, if Turner was like, you know what? You need some property. We're going to go buy some property. I'm going to retire and we're gonna start a farm together.
Then he could make weird babies there. Weird dog babies there.
Yeah.
That's weird that he had sex with that.
Babies with the lassie dog.
Yeah. I was going to say the hot dog, but that kind of makes me sound like I'm enjoying bestiality.
You fucking furry.
The other dog.
Yeah. Lassie dog. We'll call her lassie dog.
How does that work? Those poor dog babies.
They're just like...
Or puppies, as they're usually known.
They all have the mastiff in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense, though.
Like, why do they all look pure lassie dogs? And I don't know the breed. But and then there's the pure looking mastiff as well.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird. They would look like augmented behemoths.
They would look like, yeah.
That would be short-haired lassies with pudgy faces.
And they wouldn't be able to breathe or... they'd be disgusting.
They'd just be fucked, man. They'd be fucked.
I also going back to him just yelling. I love when he's just in the store and he goes, $94! What's the guy? He's just yelling for Chen or whatever his name is.
Yeah, yeah.
And where's Chen or something?
So strange. One thing that we did find pretty predictable was when the chief of police...
You could see that from a mile away.
Yeah, you could see that so easily when he came into the warehouse with no dudes. He's just like, he's the villain.
However, what did you think of the end shootout?
It was actually not bad.
Yeah.
It was kind of intense for a Disney movie, I would say.
That's what I thought.
I think it had some good effort there. There were some cool shots. It was interesting. Cool angles as well.
Yeah, and it was actually not over in 2 seconds or really dumb combat. Like,
it wasn't stupid or unrealistic. The only unrealistic thing was Hooch jumping from that massive distance down.
Which made sense in the context of this film, which is fine, you know, because it's like, you've kind of been introduced to him smashing through doors and
shit. He's invincible, basically, except for lead.
I liked it as well that some dumb, stupid thing... You know they do that cliche thing?
Yeah.
I guess for the neck, for example, like a neck bite wasn't the thing that saved the day in the end.
Yeah, yeah.
It was used when they were threatening that guy when fucking Tom Hanks goes John Wick style.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the thing that saved the day. I like it when they don't introduce
something. They subvert your expectations with something else.
Yeah, because they always do that with those movies.
He went for the old Achilles heel bite.
Yeah.
Oh, man, can you imagine a bloody hooch grabbing onto your ankle?
Oh, that'd be bad.
You just tear it up. You wouldn't be able to walk. You.
Easy.
Hooch would rip your fucking face off, mate.
Your toes off. Nibble them.
Eat the toes.
Suck your toes.
He would lick the toes.
Decent amount of gore as well for gore? A PG movie. Blood. Not gore. Blood.
Blood.
Not gore.
No, yeah. It,
brains.
It could have been bordering on an M movie, I would say.
I'd say, yeah, you saw Hooch's blood.
And you saw old mate get stabbed at the start.
And you saw the guy get bloodied up a bit from Hooch and Tom Hanks when he got smashed out of the car.
If there was a couple more shootout scenes, I reckon it would be M, but they spaced it out pretty well. I think they did that in a realistic way.
Yeah.
Which was cool. It was that was more grounded.
Yeah, I like that.
Excuse me. I'm burping on the podcast like no tomorrow these days.
I also would say the car chase was super fun.
Wait, when they get into the random guy's car, and he's got all the shopping there.
He's got his mum's car.
Yeah. Nah, that was cool. That was a fun scene, actually. Was it San Francisco where they were?
I don't know.
Some area on the water where there's hills. Mm, I just think Dublin. San Francisco.
It's probably Dublin.
Dublin, yeah.
You can tell by the architecture.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like that detail you've just picked up there, Ben.
Thank you. I just thought it was really fun.
Yeah, it was. Okay,
is that too much to ask? That's what I thought. Do you have any more points?
No. No, I don't. Oh, I don't.
Should we do some trivia?
Let's do some trivia. I want to hear some things.
I've already done the first bit of trivia, but here's trivia point number two. A line from this film where Turner yells at Hooch to not eat the car was used in animation test footage for Toy Story. When Tom Hanks saw the test footage, it convinced him to take the role as Sheriff Woody.
That's cool.
So if you don't like this movie but you like Toy Story, then you're welcome.
Because Toy Story wouldn't have happened, basically.
No, Toy Story wouldn't have been Hanks'd.
It wouldn't have been Hanks'd. Yeah. It got the Hanks
seal of approval.
That's it.
Scenes with Turner walking Hooch took a lot of takes as Beasley the dog, so that's the actual name.
Beasley.
Hooch is so much better than Beasley.
Beasley.
Sorry to anyone called Beasley. It was so strong. Tom Hanks frequently dropped the leash.
Red hair, hand me down robes. You sound like you look like a Weasley. That was poorly executed.
Yeah, you really butchered that. That was awful.
I missed the end point of that trivia point.
Yeah, because you're too busy thinking about your dumb Harry Potter quotes, you twat. I said that he kept dropping the leash.
Oh, yeah.
Because the dog was too strong. You got anything funny to add to that?
That scene when Hanks was like, yo! And he was like... he was wrangling Hooch, trying to get him in the car. That was mental.
But that was good as well, actually. That was good fun. That was fun.
That was good fun, but I'm saying, like, it looked very realistic that Hooch was a crazy bastard.
Yeah, I don't know how they did the calm scenes, really.
I don't know how they did the crazy scenes.
I'm just kidding, I got trivia for that. It really was, actually, he spent a lot of time with a dog, trying to get, you know, friends with it.
Oh, so they did all the crazy scenes at the start? I would assume.
Fuck, mate. I don't know.
Maybe they revved him up. Gave him some raw chicken or something. Well, I mean, dogs can eat raw chicken.
There's a point where you've asked too much, and that you've just reached that point, mate. I'm not bloody Google here.
I'm just trying to wiki your head.
Letterbox time?
Yeah, give us a couple of letters in the box.
All right. Sally Jane says, I've seen Sweet Movie, Traces of Death, Pink Flamingos, Mondo Weirdo, Necromantic, Horse and Woman and Dog, and Graham Cracker Cream Pie. But that goddamn dog slobber is still the grossest thing I have ever seen in a film. 2 stars.
Damn, take note of those movies, because I don't know the name of any of those.
Well, I've got to be honest, I don't either.
Yeah, yeah, let's note
save
those
that,
down.
Save that.
Save that. Thanks, that's quite...
The last one isn't a movie, that, though. A graham cracker cream pie. That's literally where you just...
Oh, that's just when you cream pie in a graham cracker.
You jizz on a...
Jizz on a biscuit.
Biscuit, eat it or something.
Soggy
Americans soda. Do that, don't they? The soggy biscuit or something?
Apparently. That's all the rage over there.
Oh, typical.
You guys can verify that with us in the comments. If soggy sayo is a
at
regular
us on
thing.
Social media and say, no, bro, we don't do that. Or, yes, bro, we do that.
We confirm. It's
not
all...
Not me personally.
With the homies.
Yes, I know people who do that. Doesn't happen down under.
Nah.
That we know of.
That we know of.
Probably does.
We'll have to go investigate.
Elaine says, Tom Hanks is, legally, the only man who is allowed to yell. 3.5 stars.
Yeah, I agree. No, I disagree. But I also
who
agree.
Else yells?
George from Seinfeld.
Okay, true.
The Elaine thing just triggered that.
I think
for
anyone
me.
Yells in Seinfeld.
It's true, but George does a lot.
George is
actually,
the
Kramer does a lot too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he does a lot of, like, funny mumbling as well.
Yeah, true. George, you're George. You've got it right. You've hit it and you've done it.
Thanks.
Right on the head.
Oh, thanks, mate. That, you know, that really means a lot.
Nala says...
Nala from fucking... We're just getting characters. We're just getting, like...
Yeah, I know.
From Lion King.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nala says, Tom Hanks and dog, 5 stars.
Fair. Fucking, Tom Hanks and dog.
What a stupid review, Nala.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself, Nala.
Tom Hanks and dog. Yeah, we watched the movie. Say something interesting. Otherwise, just leave a 5-star and fuck off.
You were terrible in Lion King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's score time.
Yeah. All right. I'll go first because I want to.
Okay.
You know what? I'm gonna just go with my gut here.
Yeah.
As I always do.
Go brutal.
5 out of 10 nugs.
I like it. At points, I got a little bit of preamble.
I like this. Yeah, give me some sizzle.
It definitely feels like at points, a lot of points, 2 out of 10 because of that slobber.
Oh, yeah, good. Goddamn. Yeah.
However, there are a lot of points that carry me through that take me to, I'm going to dish out 4 nugs on that plate.
Okay, yeah, I respect that.
Thank
you.
And
it's not like I could do anything about it.
Oh, you could try.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.
Butts to Nuts.